It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out. And I got to tell you, positive living attracts positive things and positive people through small changes in our lives. We can all feel happier, stronger, more confident, empowered, and that just brings about beauty from the inside. To help share this with you, to help tell you all this, I had to bring on a great friend of mine. She's not only a well-known radio personality, but the founder and chief expressive officer of an inspirational, motivational website called Wise Sots. And we're going to talk more about it, but I want to welcome Susan Wise. Susan.
Thank you, David.
I'm all excited.
It's so nice to talk to you. You've shared some great tips, some wonderful beauty recipes, and I think that's just, I love it. I love what you do.
Thank you for that.
You've got that outer beauty kind of covered, don't you?
From the outer and even on the nutritional, but I got to tell you, true beauty is from the inner person. And I always say it starts with their smile and their confidence. And you help teach that. And I got to tell you, you're one of the most positive people I know. So I'd like you to share with our listeners some tips, if you don't mind.
Sure. You know, inner beauty is, like you said, it's just as important to have the outer beauty, to have the inner beauty. It adds, you know, sparkle to your outer beauty. And when I'm thinking about this, this reminds me of when you're talking about your inner beauty and believing it, an old episode of Star Trek. Did you watch the very first Star Trek episodes? I mean, I'm going way back with William Shatner.
With Picard? With who?
No. Okay, now I'm dating myself. Thanks.
No, I'd love to pull it off, but I think I'm older than you, so you look younger, but yes,
okay,
we'll go with Shatner.
Let me tell you, it was an old episode. They had this character named Harry Mudd, and he had these three beautiful women, and he was taking them to this mining planet, and they were going to give them to these miners as wives. Now, what it was is these women were just beautiful. They were sexy. They were vixens. They were stunning and vibrant. But they had to take these sparkly pills that Harry Mudd would give them. He called them the Venus pills. And so Harry Mudd would give them these pills, and they'd turn beautiful. If they didn't take them, they'd become old and haggard and wrinkly and ugly. And so they kept taking these pills from him. Well, at the end, Captain Kirk switches out the pills for a placebo. A fake. But the women still became beautiful, David. They still became alluring and sexy and gorgeous, and their skin was beautiful. And they didn't know that Kirk had switched out the pills because they believed that they were beautiful. Their beauty came from within. They were beautiful because they thought they were. And, you know, that's really where it all starts, is believing it inside.
It is. And, you know, it is.
And for a lot of people, David, that's a challenging concept to really believe that. But it doesn't have to be difficult. Like you said, you can take a small action. You know, the Wise Sots, we're big fans of the baby steps because, you know, we love the saying, small actions over time creates huge changes. Let me say that again.
Say that again.
I love that. This is Diana's thing. Small actions over time creates huge changes. All right, so here it is. Here's your small step that you're going to take. And this is something everybody can do. Pick one thing about your appearance that you like. Maybe it's your eyes. Maybe you have great hair. For me, I like my ankles. I have good ankles. They're cute.
Wait, your ankles?
Yeah, I like my ankles. I buy little ankle bracelets. I wear cute sandals, you know, so I can draw attention to them. All right? Come on, David. There's got to be one thing about you that you like. All right.
Oh, wait. Well, I was thinking of you because you're always smiling and your smile is so capturing. But I got to, you know, so from across the room, that's what you see. But you're right, is you got to see it in yourself. So if it's your ankles
exactly.
And that makes you feel confident, I think that's a great point. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I take that one feature and I focus on it, appreciate it. You'd be grateful for it. Do nice little things for it. And before you know it, hey, you're going to find another feature that you can feel positive about. And so on. So really, there's no need for any sparkly Venus pills. You know, that sparkle is really within you to be happy. And, you know, for the Weisots, that's what it's all about. You know, we're all about the happy, healthy, attractive, prosperous, positive you. And it comes from within.
You do, and you've not only got a website, and you speak to many business organizations, you speak to women, you speak to men, you help build confidence in people. But I think one of my favorite things you do is not just make everybody smile every morning, but you've got formulas for happiness. And it sounds funny, but what a way to start the day.
Oh, I know. These formulas, this is so much fun on our website. Formulas for happiness. There's all different kinds of formulas there, from, you know, from our audiobook to our daily videos. But we've actually done, like, mathematical formulas. And
okay.
Here's a simple
wait. Let me, before you do, can we give out your website real quick? It's www.
Sure.
Go ahead. Wise Socks.
Wise.
Go ahead.
That's Wise, WISESOTSS. WiseSots.com.
Perfect. Okay, so there, if I go there right now, which I have many a times, and I know there's a lot on there, but you've got some various formulas for happiness, and you're going to share one right now. So we'll give out the website again in a minute, but go ahead and share the formula that you like.
Okay, our first, this is our mathematical formulas, and these are always a lot of fun. And all it is it's the little plus sign, you know, like you see on your keyboard, plus.
Okay, yeah,
plus. And it's just a little reminder that positive equals positive thoughts equal positive results. And we've got them on a coffee mug, on a t-shirt. You can put it on your desktop, whatever you want. And there's we have a bunch of formulas, and they're so fun. And then you'll look at them and you go, what does that one mean? And then just trying to figure it out is half the fun. But it's
I get to interrupt. If I had a coffee mug that had that, and I'm going to have to order one for me, what a way to start the day. Because earlier when you talked about the Star Trek episode, you used a word that I love called, you know, so you said sparkle. And I got to tell you, if I had a coffee mug and saw positive equals positive, it would bring a sparkle to me. I mean, it would help make me smile and start my day positive. And truly, I realize if I'm a positive person, I'm going to instill that in somebody else. And what a snowball effect that could be for the world if we could all just be positive, because we all are very fortunate to be here every day.
Sure.
and if we feel better. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and we also talk a lot about, you know, the law of attraction. You know, what you put out, you attract in life. You know, positive equals positive, and vice versa, negative equals negative. And being negative takes a lot of energy. And I'm just not into that.
I know you're not, and as our listeners get to know you, because I'm hoping I can talk you into coming back with us another day, you make people smile every day, and you're always so positive. And let's face it, each day we all face different challenges, but to have a positive outlook on it and share that with others, you're right, it is going to bring back positive. And I've seen that just since I've become friends with you and gotten to know you, everybody around you is so positive. I think it's one reason why I love hanging with you is just because you are so much fun.
See, that's one of the things, David. You surround yourself with positive people. And, you know, and really everybody goes, you know, this is stuff I know. I've learned this. I've heard this. But do you really practice it? You know, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you eat breakfast, maybe you exercise. But do you exercise your brain? Do you remind yourself to think in a certain way? It takes practice. And that's what we're
going to have. You and I think a lot alike because years ago I heard a story and it got me to get rid of the negative in my life. I actually, I hate to say this, but I don't watch the local news because it's so negative. I don't read the newspaper because all they want to do is dramatize the negative. And I got rid of negative people always complaining in my life and brought about the positive. So
you know,
I think what you're saying is wonderful.
Yeah, and what something one of my sister says, Marcy says, if she walks up to a negative, you know, situation where everybody's being all, you know, negative and ugly, she drops a pee bomb on them. And I said, what's a pee bomb? She said, a positive bomb. I drop a positive bomb, and then I go on my merry way.
I love it. Susan, I'd love to have you back. For our listeners, go to WiseSots, WiseSots.com, and get your formula for happiness. Susan,
thank you
for being with me. Okay?
Have a great
thank
day.
You. This is you too. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out.